friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Makis, very first Tosfos. And we saw the Tosfos there asked, in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that they don't come with Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Tachtov if they're Edom Zoyamin, but rather they get Malkus. So Tosfos asks, so how do they become person become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza based on their testimony if they don't they don't get the same punishment? They don't get the same punishment, then it's Eidus Shiyato Chol Azima. Eid Shiyato Chol Azima is not Eidus. So Tosfos says in his first teretz that since they get Malkus, that's Kasher Zamam. That's a Kiyum of Kasher Zamam. As Tosfos on that, wait a second, but we've seen Sanhedrin Mem Aleph, Gabe Eidin Ar Murasa, that she's not killed. Then Ar Murasa was testified about because they're not killed. Why are they not killed? Because they can say, we just came to Asa her. And her husband, we didn't come to kill her. So it's Eidus, Shiyata Chol Azima. So, Fractosis, according to what we just said, then it's not Eidus, Shiyata Chol Azima, it's Eidus, Shiyata Chol Azima. You're right, the Eidim don't get... they don't get killed, but they get Malkus. So Tosis answers, no. There, since they're coming to be Mechayiv her Misa, Bizamu Laragus Hanefesh, Lomakam Kasha Zama Mamalkus. There, since they're coming to be Mechayiv her Misa, they plotted, they conspired to kill. There's no kiyum of Kasher Zama b'Malkus, because it says Nefesh b'Nefesh. Nefesh b'Nefesh means that in order for it to be Eidim Zomim, there has to be a soul for a soul. So that there doesn't count. But Gabe Hazama Deidus Nefesha, it says b'Nefesh b'Nefesh, Nefesh b'Nefesh. So when it comes to Eidim Nefashas, Malkus doesn't fly. V'lochashav yochal azim b'Malkus. Malkus is therefore no good. Avalacha kevin she... Ehacha shelo kiven ela l'shuia ben grusha ben chalutza delek l'kim lav be'alma kevin she lakul chashu shapi rei d'shtei chol azim. Here, all they wanted to do is make a ben grusha ben chalutza, which only creates a lav. Because now this Kohen is a Chalal. And that means that it's also for him to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says Tosfos, Kevin Shalakul Chashish Aparei Shtaychol Azima. So here it's not like by Eidus Nefashis, what has to be Nefesh B'Nefesh. Here we're only dealing with a Lav. Malkos is enough. Hodesh Lomar. So here, according to the first teretz, Tosfos says that it is considered Eidus Chol Azima even if there's Malkos. According to the second teretz, in other words, what Tosfos is saying is that the whole parasha of Edom Zomim doesn't relate to this case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and therefore it doesn't, in order for it to be valid Edus, it doesn't have to be Edus Shtei Chol Azima. Hashem came when it comes to the Gnara Murasa, Torah is talking about Nara Murasa also, because there is a case of Hasra where they are going to get the same punishment that they wanted to give. So that has to be Eidus Shatei Chol Azima. There Malkus isn't enough because the parsha of Edom Zomim is also about Nara Murasa. That you can't play with. That you can't. There's no two ways. There's no way around it. So the Gemara there says in Sanhedrin that it's Eidus Shtei Chol Azima. But here, in Malkus isn't enough. But here, in our case, where they can never get the same punishment. So Parashat Eidim Zomim is therefore not about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and therefore it's not necessary to be Eidus Shtei Chol Azima. Those are the two terutzim of Tosfos. We discussed them at length in the last shiur, and now we will continue. So we were discussing in the last shiur was that is the Malkus of a Ben Grusha mitzad losane, or mitzvah the onish hazama. We said bepashtos, you have to say the sort of the nafgamina between these two terutzim is that according to the first teretz, it's bimkom onish hazama. And when it comes to misa, it's not enough to give malchus. When it comes to misa, you have to actually give misa. But here, the onish hazam is enough to give malchus. And according to the second teretz, no, it's not hazam at all. It's mishum losane, and not mishum hazama. Now this question of whether Malkus beben Grusha is mitzad losano mishum onish hazama, there's a big arichos in the Achronim. A pshutan shaltvarim is, as we explained in the previous year, we're going to do a little bit of a summary, so another we can continue our discussion here, that it's taka mehoros losane, that the pasuk is megala that you get Malkus and alav she'ein bo maisa when there's no azhara of kasher zamam, and it's midin losane. And also it's muchach like that midivrei Tosis, because why does Tosis have to say that Malkus doesn't help by Naramu Rasa? Because it says Nefesh Benefesh, it's not comparable at all. Because here the Malkus is Mimkom Onesh Hazama. And there the Malkus is Mishum Eidus L'Osral Bailam. So how can you bring in Naramu Rasa? What does Naramu Rasa have to do with anything? You want to tell me Namarasa is not a kiyum of Kasher Zamam? Of course it's not a kiyum of Kasher Zamam, because there it's the Malkus is because of the Eidus Sheker, of Losane. And here the Malkus is out of Kasher Zamam. So it must be that Tosis is learning that it's Taka Mishum Kasher, that it's Taka Mishum Losane. And if the Gemara says, hey, Tosis says, hey, if here it's Mishum Losane, and it's considered Eishtai Chola Zima, and why by Naram Arasa where it's Mishum Losane, it's not Mishum it's not a Kiyum of Hazama. If here it's Mishum Losane, it's a Kiyum of Hazama, why there is it not? And therefore Tosis is forced to be Mechalek that when it comes to Misa, Malkus isn't enough. When it comes to Misa, Malkus isn't enough. But here in our case of Ben Gush Ben Chalutza, Malkus is enough to be considered the Eid Zomim. And then we proved it also from the Orzarua. That it's Midin Losane. But if that's the case, then the Teretz is very difficult to understand. Why is it enough to get, when you get Malkus, Mishum Losane, to be Eidus, Shatei Chol Azima, why is this called Eidus of, that has Hazam attached to it, that's Hazamable, that you can make them into Eidim Zomim, and we need the ownership of Kasher Zomim, and there isn't. So how does it work? So Bipshuto, we have to say that what Tosis means is they don't require Dafka, the ownership of Kasher Zomim. Rather, we require an onesh in order lehartia otam, melomar sheker, in order to deter them from speaking falsehood. In other words, we need a punishment that's a deterrent. And that punishment that's a deterrent, even Malkus, Me'ezah Siba Shehi, that's considered Yochol Hazima. That makes it a better Eidus because it can be Hazamable, meaning that there's a punishment involved, there's a deterrent. And therefore they were Mechalek, but Linyan Misa ain't okay. You need an Onesh Mamish Kasher Zamam because the Pasuk says Nefesh B'Nefesh. However, this is also Shver. Number one, why do they mention here that it's considered Eidus Shatay Yochol Hazima because it's only a Lav? That's a Tosis. Here it's only a Lav. That's a Lashon of Tosis. Tosis didn't have to say it's a lav. All Tosis had to say was that here you don't require an onish of kasher zamam liikuva. It doesn't have to be the exact same onish. As long as you have some sort of deterrent, some sort of punishment, that's enough. Mashen ken gabi miso mamon, you need nefesh b'nefesh yad b'yad. It needs to be the same thing. They want to kill, they get killed. And not only that, as is pointed out already by Rabbi Chanan and the Kovetz Shurim and Ksubis, that this is tavlo in a machlokas between sumchas and the chachamim bava kama. And it emerges, and this is above a comma, I believe Ayin Hayom with Beis, it emerges that Chachamim hold that you need an onesh of Kasher Zama Mamish only according to Sumchus, Malkus is enough in order for it to be considered Kasher Zama. So how can we explain Tosfos that by Malkus, Losane is enough if that's only Simchus, it's a machlokas. Tosis is going to go like Simchus against Rabbanan, Bistama, not even tell us. So we really want to understand this Tosis. That's Unzer Arbit, that's Avodah Shelanu. As anachos shuv mamshichim, according to the Shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin HaGodol, the Hatzadik HaRav Rafal Moshe Luria, Zichrono Livracha. So he continues here with the Tzlach. It's a very important Tzlach in this sugya that a lot of people talk about. He writes, Hatzlach kan ratzel lefaresh divrei tosvot dekavanatan tkevan dal yidei edut ben grusha yotzei chiyuv malkot im yavod avoda. That what Tosis means is that since through edus that he's a ben grusha, there's going to be a chiyuv malkus if he's oved avoda. So it turns out that their edus is also the gabe malkus. There is going to be a malkus that comes out of their edus. Obazoi, since there's going to be a malkus that comes out of their edus, when they get malkus, that's mamish kasher zama. So that's a shayna svara. But lashon haTosis lo mashmakach. The language of Tosis does not imply as such, because Tosis should have said that gabe misa it's not considered kasher zamam. Why do they have to bring nefesh benefesh? Why do they have to say nefesh benefesh? In other words, here it's kasher zamam because they are testifying about something that's going to lead to malchus. They get malchus. And in the other case, they're testifying about a misa and they're not getting misa. So why do they? That's perfect. So why does Tosis have to bring in? No. There you have a special pasuk of nefesh benefesh. Even without the special pasuk of nefesh benefesh, you still have to give the same punishment. Also, the Tzlach discusses the person did an avodah on Shabbos when he's a czar. He's chayev misa. So it's not only a malchus that's going to come out, there's going to be a chayev misa. Also by galus, right? They're made that somebody's chayev galus. There's no malchus. There's no malchus that's going to come out of it. It's a chayev galus. So why is it considered edus? That atayachol azima. It should be edus yatayachol azima. You can't give them the same punishment. They wanted to give malchus and they wanted to give galus and they get malchus. We also have to understand, but divrei haTosis, why were their mami their kasha dafka b'ben grusha, not linyan galus? Just we have a kasha ben grusha. We also have a kasha linyan galus. Zoichet kasha. Why by ben grusha is it considered edus shetayichol azima? It shouldn't be edus. You're not giving the same punishment. Galus, the same kasha applies, but they didn't ask the kasha on galus. We also have to understand all edus of davar shebe'erva, kagon gittin v'kiddushin v'znus. Lo shayach kasher zama mamish veloikin kamo ben grusha. Right, when they're made that somebody got divorced, they didn't really get divorced. They got married, they didn't really get married. Znus. So, there, you're not going to give the same punishment that they wanted to give. It's not shayach. You said that they're divorced. You're divorced. Well, what does this mean? You said they're married. You're married. Listen, it's not shayach to have kasher zama. And therefore they get malchus kamoba ben grusha. Like Tosa says, by the Narmurasa, they wanted to ask her on her husband, so they get malchus. So by Edus of getting Kedushin, they're also going to get malchus. So how do they get malchus? Where's the kasher zamam? It's not the same thing they wanted to give to the other person. They're not getting the same fate as the other person. Why didn't Tosis even discuss this? Only in ben grusha ben chalutza we have a kasha. Advarim plim, as they say in Portuguese. It's mamish. It's a wonder, a wunder. I think in Yiddish they say wunderbar. Remember my father? We used to work with my uncle, the Yibadlo ben Chaim l'Chaim. My father should live a long life and be healthy. And my uncle should have a lichtig gan eden. They used to work together all day in business. Then at night they'd come home and just talk on the phone for a long time. Very beautiful. Two brothers who loved each other. Anyway, they would speak Yiddish. They spoke lots of languages, both of them, but they usually conversed in Yiddish. And I remember my father saying to my uncle, wunderbar! I think that's what he said. Anyway, he said a lot of things, but that sticks out of my mind. Wonderful. I think Wunderbar is like Hershey. Hershey's chocolate is a wonderful bar. The Ktsois in Simon Lamites writes that Edim that were made Nisnaseich Yeincha V'huzmu Chayavim L'shalim, that if Edim testified that your wine is Yayin Nesech, and then they were found to be Edim Zomimin, they have to pay. The Nesivis is Tamea and the Ktsos. I believe it's Simon Lamites. Either Lamites or Lamites. The Nesivis is Tamea and the Ktsos. And he says, no, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Nisnaseh yencha v'huzmo. They have to pay. They wanted to cause him a loss, they have to take the loss themselves. Hazam is only shaykh be'edus hatzricha beisdin. Edus is surim, doesn't require a beisdin. Since it doesn't require a beisdin, there's no such thing as hazama by surim. We already had a number of shirim on this. The mishovev anesivis answers up. And he says, no. Even though we don't require a beis din, but when they were made, the beis din, the haggadah, the beis din is enough. Just like we find in Choshen Mishpat, there's haggadah, the beis din. So to Lenini Surim, if they taka testified in front of the beis din, and that's enough to make it that you can be mazin them. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin brings the Ktsos and he asks, wait a second, time out, coach. We need a Gemar Din because Ein Edim Zomim Achi Gomar Adin Al Piyam. There's no Edim Zomimin until there's a Gemar Din. And here, Gabi Nisnyasech Yencha, there's no Gemar Din. Oh, that's a stark Akasha. Now, his Kasha is different than the Kasha of the Nesivis. The Nesivis' Kasha was that they only has zama if you need a beis din. Here you don't need a beis din. And to that the Ktsai says, yeah, but taka they were made in the beis din. Okay, so imzeh stadarnu. But echan achum nistader im akushya shel menchat chinuch. How are we going to manage with that? That you need a gemar din. No gemar din. It's a gemar din that the yayin is yayin nesech. There's no such thing. Now, we see from the Minchas Chinuch that he learned that they require Gemar Din and Hazam is a specific din. And otherwise, without a Gemar Din, Hazam isn't Shaykh. And even when you don't need a Gemar Din and their Edus is finished without a Gemar Din, there's no Hazama. Is that so Pashut? I would say the Pashtus would be that only where we require a Gemar Din, there's no Hazama until there is a Gemar Din. But we don't require a Gemar Din, then no Gemar Din is required. You can have a Zama without a Gemar Din. As kach anachu nistader ima kushya shel menchat chinuch. Here it doesn't require a Gemar Din. As Moray Rabotai, ani ma'od mot sameach that we were able to learn these ha'aras of the tzlach, the ktsois, the nesivis, the minchas chinuch, and be'ezrat Hashem itbarach, Hashem yiten et hakoach ve'et hachayim ve'et hasimcha. In the next shir, we will come to some sort of understanding of this sugya and explaining the Menchas Chinuch, ultimately leading us to an explanation of Tosfos, and seeing many neflos mitores Hashem. Okay, beloved friends, give me a bracha that I should have life and health and prosperity, and I give you a bracha, life, health, prosperity, and Mirat Hashem, we will reconvene, b'li neder, in the next Shir Shalom Shalom.